Hey, friends. Welcome to the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Christy. We are two sisters who love Jesus, and we are committed to walking out our faith one step at a time. This season, we want to focus on the importance of walking with a game plan.
We are so glad you've joined us again on the Walking with Kelly and Christy podcast. This season, we are discussing and exploring and even being challenged by the thought of what it means to walk with a game plan. We have talked about how strengthening our core, both spiritually and physically, is a necessity for walking out our faith day by day. Not only are we thinking about strengthening our core, Christy, but we desire to make an impact on those around us, those of you that are listening, and invite you to walk with us on this journey of life. We all know that we experience indescribable peaks of great blessing. But also, Christy, we have and we are walking through painful valleys that try to keep us from continuing to walk or even stand. And so in this episode, we're going to be looking at our core values and what are those things that motivate us to keep walking. And we also are just going to get an update from our producer, Adriana, about her journey and her adventure of climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. So we're glad you're here with us. And Christy, let's jump in.
All right. Well, last week, you know, we had Scott and Shannon Cannon just sharing with us about a core value of our faith and what walking with a game plan and walking with faith looks like and feels like. And that was so good to have them on. And yeah, I mean, our faith is what kind of drives us in our walking with Christ. If we didn't have faith in Christ, like, I don't know how people walk through difficult times, walk through this temporary life without a God who loves them and cares about them and has created them with such purpose. And I think when we stop and think about, like, what are our core values? What is it that I believe in? What is important to me? Like, we just need to spend a little time on those things.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, we just to break down the game plan, like, we have talked about how God is our coach. If we're going to look at things in a game plan scenario and God is our coach, he is who we are going to keep our eyes on to what the playbook is all about. The Bible being the playbook, the Word of God, biblical truth is what is guiding us through each and every day. So we have our coach, we have our playbook. What are some other things, Kel, that you think of when you think of a game plan?
Well, I think of being in the locker room. The locker room, and just what happens in the locker room. Your coach meets you there, you're with your team, but it's a more intimate setting of what do we need to work on, what is going well, and let's encourage each other. Okay, the second half of this game, we're going to go out, and this is our plan. This is what we need to work on. Let's do it.
That's right. And so in a spiritual sense or in a church setting or a small group setting, that might look like your Wednesday night small group. Like you're joining together with people that are like-minded, that have the same core values, the same core beliefs, and they are your accountability people. They are calling out those things that they see in you that you're doing well.
Right.
But it's also those things that, you know what, maybe we need to readdress, look at what's going on in your life, what's going on, and maybe we need to go back to the Word of God, and is that really what God is, you know, calling you to, calling you towards? What do we need to work on? Yeah. And those are not easy things to talk about, but necessary.
And we don't always see our blind spots if we're just walking by ourselves. And it's so important for our friends and fellow players in the game to say, you know, I see a blind spot right here. I love you, and I don't want the enemy to have a foothold in this area. Let's address it.
True.
Yeah.
Well, what other areas? What do you think of? So the locker room.
Yeah.
And I was thinking of certain people in my life, in your life, that have been those strength and conditioning coaches.
Yeah.
Those people that will come up beside you and say, this is an area that I know what is going to make you stronger or that can help you in this area of your life. And they come along and they just speak life and truth. So we want to look at those people as maybe our strength conditioning coaches. And I'm excited. We have some people that are going to share in this season that have been those strength and conditioning coaches in our life.
And also, Christy, I think of a trainer who's on the sideline, and if there's an injury, they jump to your rescue and try to figure out and discern what's going on. Where's the injury? How serious is it? And their intention is to help us get back up, get back in the game. And we need those people. Yeah. I also think just as we walk out our faith, like, it's really important to us to encourage to be a part of service and outreach. And we can kind of parallel that to an offensive coordinator. Absolutely. Yeah, and just how we are taking steps on the offensive to share the gospel of Christ, to make disciples right around us in this world.
Absolutely.
For his kingdom.
Yeah, and then you have a defensive coordinator too. Like, we haven't even gotten this far into our planning for this season, but those people out there that can relate to a sporting event and all of the players, all of the coaches, all of the people that make up one game or one event, there's a place for you.
Yes.
And I think that's what's so important in the body of Christ. Like, we just need to be reminded that we all don't have the same gifts, but together, like, when we bring our gifts together, like, oh my goodness, God can do some amazing things. And so that kind of leads us, we have not really talked about our mission statement on this podcast, but we would love to share with you, our listeners, at Walking with Kelly and Christy. Our mission here is to inspire and encourage believers to share in the hope of Christ as we walk towards freedom.
Yeah.
And so as we're just thinking about our game plan, our core values, our core beliefs, why we do the things that we do, why we say the things that we say.
Yeah, why do we even want to have a podcast? Why do we continue this? That mission statement matters to us. And I think it matters to God that we all take part in what he's doing.
I did want to read a quote. I was doing some studying this week, Kelly, and I apologize. I don't even have the where I got this from, but I wanted to read it. And it was talking about how we depend on God, and it's not just a one-time event, that it is it's a daily dependence on God. And I read this quote, and it said, "My constant posture must be one of dependence on God. It's the backbone that holds me upright, not my own strength, not my intelligence or my hard work. It's my dependence on God. And we've talked about our core being strong, how our having a strong core is important so that we don't have injuries. It's important so that we don't get distracted. And like our dependence comes from God and Christ alone. Yeah. So I loved that picture of, you know, dependence. And it's not just a one-time thing. It's a daily posture of surrender.
Yeah. So before we go to our break, Chris, you know, our core values are what we think about. It's what we talk about. It's what matters to us. And so here on this podcast, the more we talk about and are convinced of what God has called us to, it helps us to know exactly the direction He's leading us to go in. And so let's just recap quickly the three most important core values to us. And first of all, that is biblical truth. Like what we do, what we say, what we talk about, we want that to be rooted in God's word. And we are referring to that in this season as the playbook. And so you can help us be accountable to that and make sure what we're doing, what we're saying, aligns with God's
Absolutely.
Word.
Absolutely, because we believe it is active. We believe God speaks through His word. We believe it gives direction to our lives. And we believe it's the basis of, you know, how we make decisions in life, and how we move forward.
So number two is community. We pray together. We walk together. We suffer together. We grow together. And through community, we know that iron sharpens iron. And we referred to that as our trainer or our strength and conditioning coach or being in the locker room together. It's that more intimate setting of how we grow and do life together. And then finally, outreach and service matters to God. His word is filled with commands of how we share what we know with the world. And we meet needs. We be the hands and feet of Christ wherever we go. And we referred to that as our offensive coordinator, and maybe we'll even get to our defensive coordinator. But we just here at this podcast wanted to be sure we knew what our core values are and that you know as well. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes, and we look forward to hearing an update from Adriana.
Welcome back, and we are so thankful to have Adriana joining us and ready to give us an update from her recent trip to Tanzania. And a couple weeks ago, Adriana, you shared with us that you were going to be climbing Mount Kilimanjaro, and we are just very, very excited to hear what that, we know what the game plan looked like. You shared with us what your training looked like for over a year. But please share with us what that actually looked like.
Yes. And when you say climb, I did. Every day was the most intense hike, or pretty much the most intense thing I've ever done ever, and maybe ever will do ever. But there was also, and I was unprepared, there was a rock wall involved. There was a literal, like, put your foot here and your arm here, and you pull up and you like power lift up. And you get to a small ledge where you have to like scoot and lean towards the rock, because if you don't, the edge is on the other side. And things that I was like, you know, I can, like, I'm spider monkey on this wall. And I'm like, how did I get here? Who did this? Oh, I did this. I chose this. This was my plan, and in the most intense way possible. A year ago, I came home from a trip to Tanzania, and I told my parents, "I'm climbing this mountain," and they said, "I want to also do that." And I was like, "Well, I have to get started because I'm already walking," and ended up being my mom and my friend Benjamin, who is from Tanzania, who is just a dear friend and just amazing guy. He'd been in the tourism industry his whole life, but never climbed the mountain. And so he actually knew the guides. Like, you can't climb the mountain without guides. And he's like, "I know who needs to take us." Uh-huh. And so I was thinking about your coach.
Yeah.
Well, God set us up with some of the best coaches ever. So not only throughout the year did they say, "Hey, make sure you're walking, you know, such and such miles a day. Make sure that your fitness level is this way." And then they also said, you know, "These are the kind of clothing you're going to need. It's going to be the rainy season." So throughout the year, I am preparing physically and mentally for this hike. But when you put foot to stone,
yeah,
it's different. And I also see that in, you know, we know what it takes. We see Jesus walk and share himself, share the gospel. And you're like, "Oh, yeah, that's just super easy. I can do that." And then you put foot to stone and someone asks you something about your belief. And all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, did I prepare enough for this?" And I'm walking up this mountain 2 or 3 days in and I'm like, "Oh my goodness, did I prepare enough for this?" And there's a moment several hours in. We're hiking, and I'm looking around, and I'm realizing there were so far up, so little oxygen, that there's no plants. Nothing green, nothing even brown. You don't see the brown, rich soil. You don't see the sky because we're covered in fog. We're in the clouds. You don't see blue. Everything is gray. And I remember thinking, like, this I was not prepared for.
Yeah.
Walking was hard. Hiking was hard. Physically, I was tired every day. And I woke up, like, sore, and you keep going. But I realized I was not prepared for gray.
Wow.
And lifeless. And it just changed the game. That particular day, that was day three, we get to the camp. It was the hardest day. Apart from the summit, it was the hardest day. And I went to bed with a fever and chills. And anyone who's alive knows what it feels like to be sick. I fever and chills. And I went to bed thinking, "That's it. I'm sick. It's over. When I wake up tomorrow, I'll tell them that I'm sick and we'll have to go down." I wake up, nothing. And all I said was, "God, you healed me. Let's go on." And at that point, you're really like, "Well, I guess I just did the hardest thing, and I thought I was sick, and God has allowed me to get well miraculously overnight." You just don't get over fever and chills.
Right.
You know, whatever was plaguing me was over. So we press on. I presented to some students, and, you know, just kids ask great questions. And one of the students said, "Well, what was your favorite part?" Because it wasn't all like pain and suffering.
Right.
There was some beauty to it. And after thinking, I remember my favorite part was the dinners that we would have. We'd get to the camp and there was a mess tent. And we had, again, the most amazing guides and these porters that carried our tents and our food and everything. All I was responsible for was like my backpack. They took care of everything. At each night, we would get together and chat and get to know one another. And our two guides were believers. One specifically by the name of Joffrey. He's an elder at his church. He's kind of a little bit older than me, but a young man. And he was so passionate about teaching his children God's word. And he had one child, and then his wife was pregnant, actually overdue. And we're sitting here on the mountain checking every day if she's had that baby yet. She's supposed to have it in December. It's January. And we're like, "Oh my goodness, this lady, poor girl." And so every day we're like, "Do we have a baby yet? Do we have a baby yet?" And so I'm talking to these men about the things of the Bible, about what does it mean to be a parent? How does God lead us to share the Bible? And I'm having a great time in those times. Now, in between, right, like deep breaths for my life, I'm having some great chats. I was like, that was my favorite part. And so we get to the base camp. and you look and it's like, it's impossibly far. Now I will say, I made it this far. Let's keep going. And so we start, the way you start at night so that you kind of hike through the night and you get there as the sun's rising. And there's a lot of reasons why that's the best thing to do. And we start at night. Now, my mom was taking her pace, and we decided to kind of split up and see if we could take a little bit faster pace, myself, Joffrey, Benjamin, and another porter. And we're going, and all of a sudden, I'm realizing I am getting weaker faster than I ever had gotten up to that point. And I'm getting weaker and weaker. I'm like, what is happening? And now I'm having a headache, and I'm feeling sick, and I get sick on the side of the mountain, wow, in the middle of the snow at 2 o'clock in the morning on a mountain. And that moment, my energy was gone. Again, something I could not have prepared for, being sick, but also just the altitude and what it did. And so I'm thinking, I'm going to keep going. Like, if I made it this far,
right,
we climb another couple hundred meters, but my strength is failing. I'm stumbling. I'm making mistakes. And I remember the moment I said in my mind, I was like, I have to stop and I have to go back down. Only a few kilometers and only a few hundred meters left to go. Like, and I turn around and say, I have to go down. This is it. And you always think, like, you know, don't quit, keep pushing, keep pressing on, you know, yeah, you got a little bit left. And I was like, but I don't. Even so, I come down, I have one of the porters with me, and I think, okay, I'm gonna lose the altitude, maybe I'll kind of regain some strength. I'll be like, I keep getting worse, keep getting weaker, keep getting sicker, to the point where these two guys have to come up one under each arm and all but carry me down the mountain. I was like, I have never experienced absolute zero, and my life is in their hands.
Right.
Again, the men who have been taking care of us, who have been guiding us, my life is literally in their hands. And we get to the base camp, they throw me in the tent, and I'm shivering, it's cold, it's snowing, and all these things, and it takes me a while to recover. We have to then, at some point later that day, we have to start our descent, and the next day we make it all the way. And going down was almost just as hard as going up,
right,
maybe even harder. So we make it all the way down, and I remember the whole time our guides and our porter were like, you did it. But in my mind, I'm like, no, I didn't. I didn't make it to the top. And they're like, no, you hiked Mount Kilimanjaro. You did it. And these are people who have gone to the summit like several times that year, in the year. But they were so encouraging and so beautiful in how their perspective.
Right.
And they had a different perspective than I did. And I thought, no, I'm the failure. And they're like, you did it. You did it. You did it. And it was such a great experience. I will say, you know, reaching absolute zero, I have a new gauge of what nothing in the tank is. I also have a new gauge for things like, it's not far. Because they would tell us that. I'd say, how much longer? Not far. And not far to me was like, okay, if we just get over this hill, then we'll be there. For them, it's like we were on the top of a hill. And they're like, you see that hill? I'm like, yeah. They're like, past that hill is where our camp is. I'm like, that's not far. So I have a new definition of not far. I have a new definition of difficult or doable.
Uh-huh.
And this whole time, I'm processing what God has been doing, and specifically with the men that guided us. There was a point where one of our guides said, "Step where I step. You see my feet? Step where I step, because I know this mountain. I know where to go." And I was thinking, oh my goodness, Jesus does that. He step where I step. Go where I go. And these men who had such patience with us, because they could have climbed that mountain there and back again while we were still at the bottom. Such patience with us. And encouraging, and this community that we built in such a short time, to the point of what God did, which was amazing as well, is I had a commentary. It was just the smallest book in my shelf, and I just kind of threw it in my bag, and it just so happened. But God is not a God of coincidence, right. But it just so happened, it was a commentary on the Sermon on the Mount.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, oh, that's kind of neat. And Joffrey, our guide, he tells the story of how when he first climbed the mountain to the summit, he cried. And it's a giant man. And he's like, I cried. He said, I knew at that moment God is telling me to lead believers up this mountain to prayer. And so I look at this book and I said, Joffrey, I think this is for you. Wow. I think God just had me put this in here. And he looked at me and said, this is my dream.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, Joffrey, like, God hears you and God is encouraging you. It's just a book. A few days later, after the hike. So praise the Lord. We took a sleep on a bed instead of a bottom of a tent. I get a message from Joffrey. And his wife had the baby.
Oh,
sweet little girl. I mean, she's just like this squishy little bean. And he's, you know, we just welcomed my second daughter. And we've named her Adriana.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Wow. How precious.
And I was like, what an honor.
Wow.
How beautiful. And what I thought, again, I didn't make it to the top. Why would you name your daughter after a failure? Well, you don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Because his definition of success and failure is different.
Okay.
For him, he wants to raise his children in the Bible, in the Word. Raise children who depend on God.
That's good.
And what he saw in me, which, what a testimony to what God is.
That's true.
Who God is. What he saw in me was somebody who was doing that.
Wow.
And that is not by my own nature. That is clearly and purely the Holy Spirit.
That's so good.
And so when you come up with a game plan, what I really saw was my plan was to hike the mountain.
Right.
God's plan was to gain a new brother in Christ, to come together as community.
That's right.
And to influence the next generation to love the Lord.
That
was God's plan.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that with us. And Kelly, I mean, are you just not reminded that the world's way of looking, even at a game plan, a game in general, like who doesn't want to win the game?
Right.
And our definition of winning is not God's definition of winning.
That's right.
I mean, you just explained that and just painted a beautiful picture of exactly what walking with a game plan looks like.
Right.
Like we want it to look one way, and that is not God's way of doing things. And when are we going to learn that?
Yeah.
When are we going to learn that? It's going to be a process until glory. And I'm reminded of that. And I'm also just reminded of just God's mercy and grace. When you needed to know that just climbing the mountain was enough.
Right.
That was enough. You know, God's mercy is enough when we just can't take one more step in our own strength and our own, you know, and our own way of thinking things are going to go. God steps in and he's, I'm enough.
Yeah.
You're enough. That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love it.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. And we always like to leave you with something as we finish the podcast. And I think I would just like for y'all to think about your core values. Think about what you talk about, what you think about, what you do, what matters to you. And we pray that that's aligned with God's word and who he is. And just think about that. Maybe jot it down. Talk to somebody about it.
And I would just even add, what do you give some time to know, you know, maybe what your core values, what is it that is important? But also with that, what role in the game is God calling you towards? We've talked about some key players. I mean, coaches and trainers, and like we all play a part in the game and in God's plan, but they're all different parts and they're all very important. And so when you think about what's important to you, what is God calling you to be for somebody else maybe in this season as well? So we are just so glad that you've joined us again this week. We would invite you to listen and rate and, you know, just give us some feedback on what you think about the podcast and just continue walking. And so until next time, keep walking.
Rooted Studio.